Hello and welcome to the Thursday, May 17th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a story from yesterday about these odd duplicate DNS responses that one user reported, and turns out problem solved. Someone from Akamai read our diary post and actually responded that this was due to a bug in their configuration. It's fixed now and the respective reader no longer sees these duplicate responses. This issue triggered a couple of responses from readers that weren't directly related to this DNS problem, but related to the issues that come up with larger and larger NAT deployments. For example, AT&T Uverse recently notified some of its customers to please not use 10-dot addresses inside their own home networks. 10-dot addresses, of course, were fair game up to now for home networks, and a lot of users used them. Now, AT&T by default, I believe, configures the 192.168 network, another RFC 1918 network. What we have happening more and more is what's sometimes referred to as large-scale NAT or carrier-grade NAT, where carriers like AT&T, like Verizon, implement their own NAT between the customer and the outside network. So the customer doesn't necessarily get a routable IP address anymore. With that, you now start running into problems. To address some of that, Aaron actually set aside a net block just for carriers to use for NAT, and that's 100.64/10. That net block is set aside for carrier-grade NAT, so carriers can use it instead of 10-dot addresses. Of course, nowhere it is really defined who is a carrier. Is a hotel, for example, a carrier in this context? I would argue probably yes, and that's where some of the problems come along with, in particular with the name carrier-grade NAT, which is why names like large-scale NAT are sometimes preferred. If you're interested in details, I published a quick list of reserved IPv4 address ranges and which one of these address ranges you may use internally in your own networks behind NAT gateways. One problem, for example, that you may run into is if you VPN, let's say, from a hotel network back into your own home network, the hotel network is using the same 10-dot net block that you're using internally, then you run into conflicts and you may not be able to reach resources inside your own network. But let's check what we have in other news. New version of Google Chrome with a number of security fixes. You're now up to version 19.0.1084.46. And Avira antivirus had some false positive issues. They have been fixed now. So if you have problems essentially launching any software on your system, download the latest signature update. And if you're visiting Wikipedia and you're seeing ads, no, it's not the result of Wikipedia changing its business model. It's more likely the result of you being infected with Adware. Some Adware recently started inserting ads into Wikipedia. Wikipedia itself, of course, is still only supported by contributions, and of course, it does on occasion publish its own banner ads that advertise the fact that you may donate to Wikipedia. And F-Secure released some interesting statistics about mobile malware, which at this point really is just Android malware. In the first quarter of 2012, F-Secure spotted 37 new families of Android-based malware, or 3,063 new distinct Android application packages. Compare that to last year, same quarter, first quarter of 2011, we only had 10 different families and 139 malicious application packages. So depending on how you count that, if you go by families, it's a factor of about 4, or if you're going by the number of Android application packages, then you're up to by a factor of about 30. Still, not a lot of variety there, even among those 30-something different families. They're really all using more or less the same scheme to infect users by taking a good application, attaching their own malicious content, and repackaging them. So I would hope that in particular some of the heuristic detection would improve a bit and that we are not falling into the old signature trap that never really went anywhere in the desktop market. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.